to say that it's such the timing of what we're learning now. The timing of what we're learning now is really couldn't be better. So we're up to the Alter Rebbe's question in this Maimer Anila Daidi V'Daidi Li, which is really really one of the seminal Maimerim in all of the Sifrei Chassidus when we're talking about Elul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. So we were just up to the Rebbe's question on this, and I have different pages here. So, this is on page Yud Aleph. In the new in the Sefer edition, it's on page Yud Aleph. On the right hand side, on the bottom, where Vihine Noida Shabbat Elul Huzman is Galus Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim. In the old
Hey.
In the pamphlet Hey on the left hand side.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So that's where we're up to. Vihine Noida Shabbat Elul Huzman is Galus Shleishes Midas Arachamim. So here, the Alter Rebbe asks a question, and he doesn't seem to answer it completely, which is very unusual. The Alter Rebbe was unbelievably mesuder, so he left it a little bit for us, and Baruch Hashem, and the wonderful Yidden who are putting out the Chassidus and Mevoaris, and also the Rebbe, Schusi again, one of the last Rebbe, Oliver Shalom, he spoke a great deal in many sikhs about this Torah. And it would be good, Mitzvah, at the end, if you have time, maybe to spend a week or two going over one of the sikhs where the Rebbe explains the Alter Rebbe's Torah. But the question we began with last week, the question of Noidish, let's review the question. Noidish, Chaydish Elul, Luzman is Galus Yid Gilomidis Arachamim. We know that the time of Elul is, that, according to the Zohar and according to the Arizal, that the time of Elul is when the 13 Midas Arachamim, when the 13 Midas Arachamim on Mizgala are revealed. Now, we were learning until now that accessing an Eis Ratzon, when there's a special time and there's special Kaychas that are available at that time, how we need to access those Kaychas to make ourselves Kalim. We have to make ourselves into Kalim, into vessels that are able to tap into those unique Kaychas that are available at different times of the year. So the question the Rebbe asks is, since we know that Shechaydish El Huzman Hezgalus Yud Gimel Midas Arachamim, it's the time that the 13 Midas Arachamim are revealed. It's an unbelievable time of Hashem's closeness to us. Mitzad Rachma v'chazdi yisbarach kfi sheyivar lahalin in yon haruchni shalaz galsi yon mitzad rachim kolosa b'avodas ha'odim l'kan. We'll talk about that more later on. Vim kein eich matim zei mash nizbor leal she'elu huzman is arus de lasata. In other words, if we're saying that the whole definition of the month of Elul is ani l'doidi, meaning that the emphasis is on the ani, I have to make my effort to draw close to Hashem. How does that stim? How does that work out with the mitzias of this time of the year, where there's an outpouring from above of Hashem's hashpah, of Hashem's love? We understand when it comes to Reddy Shmi Atzeres, that's Dodi Li Vani Lo. But that's only after the Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li. So, but the Ikra of the month of Elul is the Ani L'Dodi. It means my effort. And yet, the month of Elul is the month of the Hizgalus of the revelation of the 13 Midas Arachma, which is the Holy Union of Slichas. That's what we're involved in right now. The Ikra of Slichas is the 13 Midas, Hashem Hashem Karachem Achad. It's the Ikra of Slichas. And the last minute of Yom Kippur by Me'ilah, that's what's screaming out, right? 10 times in a row, Hashem Hashem Karachem Achad. That's the Holy Union of Slichas. So how does that work out? How does this Metzias of the Hashpah that's coming from above, of the 13 Midas Arachim, how does that work out with the Ani L'Dodi, which emphasizes man's effort? So the Rebbe continues by asking another question. Bechlali asks, since the month of Elul, is an Eis Ratzon on such a level where the 13 midas of Hashem's Rachman are revealed, why are they Yemei Chol? It should be altogether Yom Tov Dik. I can imagine how the women would enjoy that. Every single day of Elul would be Yom Tov. And all the men would come back from shul with their fork and knife, you know, pounding on the table. Right? So it should all be Yom Tov Dik. Of course, the Ikkar is not what we eat, but the Ikkar is that it should be also Bimlacha. According to the Arizal, according to the Zohar Kaddish, when the heavens are opened up in such a way and everything's flowing into this world, you can't do any malacha. We stand back and we hold our hands. No electricity, no malacha, no zareah, no charish, no makabel. Everything stops. Everything stops because we're makabel the shefa that comes from above. So it should be that the whole month of Elul there should be no malacha. It should be b'shei bal ta'asei. We should stand still and receive like we do on Shabbos. We should stand still and receive. Kamosha basav v'yomtiv, shebehem is galus alakus bechinas ha'aris alakusi yisbar. Sherei zehu geder shol Shabbos v'yomtiv. That's exactly what happens on Shabbos and yomtiv. Shoz yesh teisef is his galus alakus ba'olam. But on Shabbos and yomtiv, there is this additional revelation of alakus, of godliness in the world, shezo inyan kedusha Shabbos yontif, and that is the source of kedusha Shabbos yontif. V'lachein, therefore, asurim b'melacha. Therefore, it's forbidden to do melacha. Ki melacha v'uvne dechol, because physical labor and weekday type of things, heim stira l'kabolas hezgalas v'chonis el yonazos, is a contradiction to what? To the hezgalas of elokus. Could you imagine that if the king is coming into you, the king is mamish coming to you, right? The king is entering into your house, he's coming to pay you a visit, and many of you, you're standing around like, you know, giving your kid a haircut or something. And the whole thing is a stira. Or you're standing there around involved, and you know your sleeves are rolled up, and you're cooking and you're baking. That has to all be done before the king comes. Yeah. So we understand Shabbos is a hisgalus of elokus. Shabbos is a revelation of godliness in such a way. So therefore, the din is that we have everything done before the king arrives. You have everything ready. And yet Elul is the time of his galus, of the revelation of the 13 midas of Rachmu, which is the most unbelievable unleashing of light into the world. And yet what? And yet you're still looking at the watch that we have to get to the train. Everybody should take off. There should be no malacha. So how's that? Like I said, the 13 midas, Hashem, that's the highest revelation of the Rebbeinu Shlom's light. Which of course are revealed on Yom Kippur, and you see that Yom Kippur, we mamish withdraw from all everything. We just stand back on Yom Kippur. No malacha, no eating, no drinking. We just stand there and receive the or of the 30 meters of Achna. So there's obviously a difference between Elul and Yom Kippur, even though both of them. Both Elul and Yom Kippur are times of his galus of the 13 midas of Rachamim. They're times of that his galus. Ubifrat, on page Yud Aleph, you have the new sefer in foot. Page Yud Aleph on the left hand side. Ubifrat, kishayesh his galus gedol kazu, and particularly when there is such a his galus, such a revelation of light. The 13 midas Rachamim, Shehein Ha'aris al Yonis Ma'ait, that are very, very exalted Ha'aris illuminations. I feel Yosem is Shabbos Yontif. It's more than Shabbos Yontif. The Yud Gimel Midas Rachamim more than Shabbos Yontif. Shezel Inyan Kedusha Yom Kippur. The whole root and source of the Kedusha of Yom Kippur, which is the holiest day of the year, the Yom HaKadosh, comes from what? The fact that on the Yom HaKadosh and Yom Kippur there's his gals of the 13 minutes of Rachamim, which is higher than Shabbos. Hayom HaYos HaKadosh B'Shabbos, the holiest day of the year. B'Glal Gilu Yudim Midas HaRachamim B'Yom. So what makes Yom Kippur the holiest day of the year? What makes it the holiest day of the year is that it's on that day that there's a Gilu of the 13 minutes of Rachamim. So therefore, V'Eich Yitochen Sheba Meshach Kol Chodesh Elul. How could it be that the whole month of Elul, Yesh Hezgalus Yidgim Midas Harachim, the whole month of Elul there's the Hezgalus of the 13 Midas Harachim, when we come up on Ein B'Yemei HaKadosh Shum Kedush Yisayr, there's nothing holy about the weekdays of Elul. V'heini masachol, they're mamish weekdays. Val karach tzarech loymer sheyesh hefresh gadol ben elov yom kippurim ba'ofen esgalis yom litzarachim. Therefore, we must say that there's a difference in the way that the 13 midos are revealed in the month of Elul and the way they're revealed in Yom Kippur. And here's where the Rebbe gives his famous marshal. And there are many, many sikhas from the last Rebbe and from the early in the Siyum Tzadikun of Chabad to explain these next few sentences, these few words in this Maimer. There are many, many Mamorim in Chabad to explain this. And the Rebbe, Oliver Shom, the last Rebbe, Oliver Shom, Kedarko, he used it to discuss the unique situation of our generation with all the commotion that we're in and all the lachats that we're in. If you have a chance, we'll learn more about that. This can be explained with a marshal of a king. That before the king comes to the city, the people of the city, go out to greet the king before he enters into the city. Umakablan Panav Besada. And where are they Makabal Panam? Where do they greet him? In the field. Outside the city. Va'oz Rishoin Kol Misharotza Lotzes Lahakdil Panav. And when the king is before the king comes into the fancy place where they're gonna be Makabal Panam in the city already the regular chaver like me and you can't get to the king. Once he comes into the city, they take him into some palace and they lock the doors and the secretaries and the guards and the police and that's for foul. But before the king is greeted, he's the Makabal Panam where? Besada, out in the field. And out in the field, even the regular chaver can get to him. We understand that the people of the town dwellers are the tzaddikim, and the field dwellers are regular yidden, right? So the tzaddikim are the ones who have access to the palace when the king is in the place in the city. The tzaddikim, they have all the codes and the keys. They know how to get into the king. But the regular island. The field dwellers, the ones who are out there, you know, working and out in the fields. Fields nowadays means it doesn't have to be with grass or trees. It could be out in the city or wherever a person goes to do his work. So they normally don't have the way. They don't know how to get into the king. They can't get into the king. But there's a special time when the king is in the field and the Makabal upon him in the field. And he's makabel upon him in the field. For makabel is kulam b'seva upon him yafis. Every word here is unbelievable. Every word. And the king is makabel all of the people in the field b'seva upon him yafis. Now it's interesting, with a smile, with happiness. Now it's important to note here that in the marshal the Rebbe says that the people from the city go out to the field. It's interesting. He doesn't say that. He's not talking about the people from the field. They're there also, but he's talking about the people from the. That it sounds like everybody is originally in the city, right? The king is coming. They go out to the Anshi Ha'ir. Look what it says: Shekodem Boi Li'ir Yoytzim Anshi Ha'ir Lekrasa. All the Anshi Ha'ir go out. The city dwellers go out to meet him in the field. It's a Meridic thing. Because what it's saying is that every single Jew, Be'etzim, is a tzaddik, right? Is a city dweller. We just don't know what to do. We don't know how to act. We just don't know that we're tzaddik, and therefore we don't tap into those karkas that we have. If we would, we'd be able to get into the palace also in the city. So it's talking about that a Jew, Be'etzim, is an Ish Ha'ir. He's a city dweller. That's where he comes from. A Jew has to know where he comes from. And we're all on She'ir. That we ended up in some office, someplace in Manhattan or wherever you happen to be, you ended up on a train somewhere. No, that you're going out to the city. You're working in the field. They even call that by the goyim. A person does field, how do they say? You know what I'm talking about. Like a guy's training in college, but then they send him out to work in field work, right? Field work. He goes out to the field. It's interesting lashon that they call it field work. What does it mean, field work? So we understand in the old days, people worked in the fields. So it somehow remained that lotion that a person, he doesn't sit just by his books. He goes out to do field work. Field work means like lemaisa. He does field work. So it's really very, very interesting how that they use that lotion. Because every single Jew be'etzim is a Rhodes Scholar. And I don't mean in academia. I mean in Yiddishkeit. Be'etzim, every Jew is a tzaddik. But the Anshe Ha'ir go, they don't know how to get to the king. And they get very, very depressed that they find themselves at work in these places. And the Moshe is telling us, you know, that you could meet the king in the Sada. Now can you meet him in the Sada? You might not ever meet him in the city. But you can meet him in the Sada. Out in the fields of this world, you can meet the king. And the king, and not only that, but the king's Makabal upon him and the Sefer upon him Yafis. And he smiles upon those Jews who go out to meet him in the fields. The Baruch Shem has nachis from Yidden who are Makadei Shem Hashem in the office, and that they try to chapa Mishnah a little bit of a Chumash Rashi out in the field. It's a gewaldige thing. Kol Misha writes, anybody can come out to the field. Kol Misha writes, Lotzis Lahakul Panabu Makabus Kulam the Sever Panam Yofis, Mara Panam Secha Kais Lakulam. He mamish lifts with the people in the field. Panam Secha Kais, not just the Sever Panam Yofis, he lifts, he's happy. Ubelechtai, the next page in the Sefer, Ubelechtai Ha'ira. Now listen what happens. Then everybody from the, after the Makabal Panim, after they go to meet the king in the field, they all go together with the king back into the city. Now, when you come back into the palace, into the city, then you have to have rishus. Like, so everybody feels like very comfortable with the king because they were with him out in the field, and they all like were accompanying him from the field into the city, and like saying, "Hey, how you doing?" They get to the palace, so there are guards like with that, you know, with that face standing there with the guns, and the chevra from the field say, "We were the ones that went with the king. We were walking the whole way. We're all right." So they say, "Where's your pass?" "What do you mean?" "Ask the king." The king's just like walking in, and all the guys from the field, like, you know, the riffraff. They're all screaming, "Hey, we were the ones that he was just laughing with us. We mamish ate with him and we were drinking with him out in the field. So let us in." Once you get to the city, then you have all the ready the rules and regulations and the police and the guards, and it's like you're not. Now he's married. When he was a bocher from the shul, a bocher. So he was in Miami in a shtiebel. And who was taking a vacation? The Baba Rebbe, the last Baba Rebbe was taking a vacation. So this Bacher from the shul, he spent like a half hour a day talking to the Baba Rebbe. Wow. If he would have tried in Borough Park, he would have punched him in the face. One of those big guys by the door, he would have got a punch in the face. He said he was mamish, the Rebbe was talking to him. He says, making nice the whole time on his cheek. Like this, the whole time, the Baba Rabbi was talking to him. In Miami, the Rabbi was sitting there, he was able to be, and they let him, the guards let him a little bit, and he was sitting there relaxing a little bit, and the Bacher chapped their eye. I said, "You know, that's the most unbelievable thing." He said, "But the Rabbi was telling him, was giving him chizik and brachas, and imagine? The Anshe Ha'ir, when they're out in the Sada, they could chap their eye in the field. So once he comes, back to the palace, then you can't just get in, then you have to have rishus. And not everybody can get rishus. You just can't get, even if you wait 20 years, not everybody. Only the chashuv people, This is the month of Elul. Yotzen lahakpil or panav yisbarach basada. The month of Elul is when everybody can go out to everybody can go out to meet the king, to be makabel upon him, besoda, in the field. Maybe Mashiach comes, and I have to deal with those things. And can you imagine, I always think that Mashiach's going to come, even though I know people need it because God forbid somebody's not well, it's a good thing. Like Mashiach's going to come, it's going to be like, he's going to say that it's all finished. And everybody's going to hear like that sound of the things going off, it's all off. Mashiach's going to smell to have finished with that, Rabbi Yisrael. We're going to talk now, Bahamas, upon him, upon him. No more emergencies. No more. Go on. Can you imagine that, Eric? No more emergencies. When you're going to go to sleep at night, you know that you're going to be able to go to sleep, to learn late, not to worry that you're going to get 10 calls. That's unbelievable. No, Alavai.
Mashiach also can stretch up the time.
No.
Instead of 24 hours, 30 hours?
No, we'll use the 24 hours properly, it'll seem like 30 hours. This is what's special about how Hashem is revealed during the month of Elul. In Elul, Hashem is like a king in the field. Stam people can't come to the king when he's in the palace. But when the king is in the field, you know how the Baal Shem HaKadosh loved the Yidden who were out in the field? The Baal Shem loved them in the deepest way. The Baal Shem Tov used to go out to talk to them. All the tzaddikim used to go. Kach benimshal, asher kidei shekol Yisrael, lo rak tzaddikim gedolim yuchlu leskarv l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, in order that every Jew should have an opportunity to meet the king, to come close to the king, which is what? Anila daidi. Means you have to want to go. Even if you're out in the field, you might be dumb and not come to when the king's in the field. You might be at the carnival someplace. You might be at a picnic or a pie tasting contest or something, but they do out in the fields. You have to go from the Kabbal Panim of the king in the field. But Stam, you'd never get a chance to do it. Never. But in Elul, the king comes to the field. Whoever once has unbelievable opportunity of Anila Daidi. But there still has to be an Anila Daidi. You have to still want. But you have an Anila Daidi where in a second's work, in a second of work, you could have a Daidi Lee with Panim Sahed because with the king smiling, Mamish. Yei Sarach Lenesinus Karch Milamala. In other words, that a Jew should even have the nerve, the gall, the chutzpah to approach the king is because even the simplest people will approach the king in the field. So that Hashem gives us in the month of Elul, it's a month of Nesinas Koyach, where Hashem empowers us and encourages us and gives us a little bit of a nudge that we can come to him. We can come to him, even the Anshei, even the people who are in the Sada, they can come to him. Because normally there's such a distance we feel that we can't even approach him. He's unapproachable. In the month of Elul, he makes himself approachable. That is the nature of what? Of this godless of the 13 minutes of Rachman in the month of Elul. In other words, we don't get blasted away by it. It's a nesinas koach. It means an opportunity. Shekadosh Baruch Hu yored mizgal aleinu kifisha onu basada. Hashem descends to us and is revealed to us as we are out in the field. Now remember, in the field we didn't take a shower. We're not yet showered. We're not yet dressed for Yom Kippur. We don't have a kippah on. We're not pure. We didn't get rid of all of our various. In the field, we're still a little bit messed up and dirty. But there's an esinas koach that there's a ha'oris ponim of the king out in the field. That doesn't mean that we're ready to go into the palace. Yom Kippur, you're ready to go into the palace. But out in Elul, we're not ready yet. It's not possible to get. But we see that we could do it. Because the king is ready to relate to us. The king wants to relate to us. The king comes for a little short visit out in the field and he smiles at us and then he retreats into the palace.
Doesn't hear in Yom Kippur,
Yeah,
but
he's available in the palace.
In the palace.
That's why we read the Avodah in Yom Kippur. That's the whole Yom Kippur. But he's available.
But everybody, on Yom Kippur, everybody can get to the
palace. That's only because it's after El Rosh and Rosh Hashanah says to make tshuva. Yeah, sure. 100%.
Guards or no guards? I mean, you want.
100%. He says, "Kvisha Shana Besada." He never choked in Ma'or Panav Yisbarach. She says, "Zoin the sinas, zoin the sinas, karech letshuva." So in the month of Elul, Hashem like pops out into the field, and He gives us with that visit to the field. He gives us, oh, His iris and the sinas koyach. It doesn't. That's only that you should be able to start working on the Anila Daidi to follow Him into the palace. It's not like everything is open and revealed and pouring out like Yom Kippur. No. It's only a little bit of a glimpse, so that now you're going to say, "Ooh, I'm interested. I think the king. I could get. I would like to follow the king into the palace. I would like to have a shaykhus to, and I know that I can, because for the first time in my life, I realize that the king is ready to meet me. The king would like to know me. He likes me. He smiled. So now I have enough interest, and my appetite has been whetted to the point that now I want to start my work of Anila Daivi. Anila Daivi, which is, of course, that's a shunning, a sesame children, that's Anila Daivi. So that awakens within us a cheshik and a rotzen to be makabel pon of Yisburg, to be makabel pon. This aris ahavas Hashem year also with an awakening of love for Hashem and fear of Hashem. So now, he doesn't really say openly the Tanya. So how does this answer the question that therefore, the question, remember, well, he has answered that there's a difference between Elul and Yom Kippur. That he has answered. It's being in the field or being in the palace. But he hasn't explained, so why are we allowed to do Malacha? Why is it that the entire month of Elul, we're permitted to work? If there's a Hizkalos of the 13 minutes of Rachman. But we understand. The Rebbe doesn't spell it out, but it should be clear. So he explains, Admar hazaken kitzer v'lashon v'lobiyah b'feirush esateris al sha'elus anal b'inin ha'oris yigim lo disarachim d'chereshel ach ha'teris muven al piyamoshel d'melech b'sod d'melech b'hechol. Even though the Rebbe doesn't spell it out, he said he is answering it with his moshel. We have to think about the nimshel, what the nimshel is. So he explains, Zeh she'chodesh elul hem yimais hachol. This fact that the month of Elul are weekdays, and you're allowed to go to work, and we're involved in day-to-day regular things. The Loki Yom Kippur, which is not like Yom Kippur, Hulafisha Hevdol ben his galus yid gim midas arachim dechaydish Elul, v'his galusim b'Yom Kippurim who, that what? The difference between how the 30 midas are revealed during Elul, and how the 30 minutes are revealed in Yom Kippur, Shayyama Kippurim hu aderech moshel, Odom hazeich lekabel pnei hamelech vehechel malchusa. Yom Kippur is like the person who is worthy, who's already gone to the shower, to the mikveh, he's got new clothing, everything is good, and he's worthy to be mekabel pnei hamelech, he's worthy to go and to see the king vehechel malchusa in the palace. Shesham hu lobish bevigdei malchus, where the king is wearing his royal clothing. Not like when the king is out in the field. When he's out in the field, he's dressed like other people, like regular people. The kach benimshal she'oz huzman his galus alakus bli shum hastar levush klal. Umitzad his galus kedusha zu arehu yomtiv shasim lochus on Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, the king is mamish in his palace, and he's not hidden at all. He's not concealed. There's nothing that's covering him. There's nothing that's hiding him. And therefore, that yontiv of Yom Kippur is also b'mloch. It's forbidden to do any work. And to some degree, every Shabbos, right? Every Shabbos in yontiv, but especially Yom Kippur, which is Yom HaKadosh. Yeah, ki melocha v'uvdan dechol hem stiru l'kabolas es galus zois. So on Yom Kippur, in the palace of the king, can you imagine to stand there mamish in the king's chamber to be peeling potatoes? They'll kill you if you do that. And if you peel potatoes in Yom Kippur, you also can get killed. It's not the time to do melacha. It's not the time to do any work. It's the hisgalus of the king without any levushim, without any hastar, without any concealment. It's in the king's, in the royal chamber. And when the king is revealed in all of his splendor and all of his glory in the chamber, then everything comes to a stop. Nobody's doing any work over there. That's how it is when you're next to the king, in the king's chamber, in the royal chamber. That's why only if you have permission, and only big chashuv of people are allowed to go into the king's chamber. But this is not the case during the month of Elul. That the month of Elul is like the king in the field before he returns to the palace. Then he's wearing the clothing of the people in the field. Then he's dressed the begadim pshutim. And he's not revealed in all of his splendor and his glory. That the Hizgalus, the revelation of the 13 minutes of Rachim during the month of Elul, takes place in a way of concealment. Levush knows we don't see the king in all of his splendor and glory. The king is wearing, the king might be wearing jeans and he's got his sleeves rolled up, and he's out there in the field visiting the Olam in the field, right? So the king at that time doesn't look like a king. You wouldn't know if you saw from a distance. You wouldn't know that he's the king. So there's, but that makes him accessible, because when he's in the palace and he's wearing his royal garments, so then he's not, the regular people can't get to him. During the month of Elul, Hashem does not want to intimidate any Jew. He wants every Jew to feel his presence and not to be intimidated, because if he's intimidated, he'll never try to get close to the king. That happens to many of us growing up in the yeshiva. That's part of the feeling of intimidation and being afraid, to never feel that we could approach the king. Hashem doesn't want us to be that way. Hashem wants us to approach him, to be Ani L'daiti. Therefore, Hashem gives us the month of Elul when he comes out with the Olam into the field, and he laughs with us and he smiles with us, and we have to go to work during the month of Elul. But there's a Nesinas Koyach. It gives us the encouragement that we could start to work on the Ani L'daiti, and that the king's interested in us since he came to visit us. The king is interested in us. He cares about us. That's the Hizgalus of the 13 minutes of Rachim during the month of Elul. Not in the royal palace with the guards and the police and everything. That's Yom Kippur. Gam misha nimtza b'matzav yorud. That means that even a Jew who is in a low place, in other words, he's out in the fields, and he himself is like a field. L'fichach enim yomim tovim. Therefore, the month of Elul, it's not yomim tovim. It's not yontif. Since the glory of the king is not truly being revealed. On the other hand, we understand that the Hizgalus of the 13 midas harachim in the month of Elul, even though it takes place in the way of garments and concealment, it does awaken the souls of even the simplest Jew. Like the king who goes out, huh? Oh, you don't have. I didn't focus at the last page.
No, there's some in the sefer that's not.
Oh, there was a little bit. I'm sorry. Okay, there's a little bit. Okay. So from now on, we'll focus that. Either everybody will try to get the sefer, or we'll focus that from the sefer. I'm sorry. Yeah, so he says, Mikomakam Hareza Prola Filo Al Anshe Soda. Still, the fact that the king is out in the field, that's poil, it has the effect that what? That even though the king is not revealed in his splendor and glory, but it has the effect on the people of the city, of the field, that they're ready to go out from their normal place to go greet the king. In other words, they're there. They're going to greet the king, which is more than they would normally do. They wouldn't go to greet the king. They'd just be, you know, whatever they're doing. They'd be with all their stuff. But at least the king is there. And they go to greet the king, even though they don't understand the king. And they don't know the king in his royal palace, like with all the stuff that goes on. But at least, the king appears in the field, like for a brief time. And they're able to go there and to see that there's something chashuv here, and then want to work on Anila Daidi. That even those who are furthest away, that they want to get close to Hashem. That answers the first question also. So now we get back to the first question we began with today, that if the whole month of Elul means you and I working hard, which is Anila Daidi, in other words, Isarusa Dulasata means our own efforts, how does that work out with the fact that the month of Elul is an unbelievable Gili revelation of Hashem's light with the 30 minutes of Rachman? How does that work out? Anila Daidi means it sounds like I'm on my own. I gotta work hard. On the other hand, the Yud Gimel Midas Rachman means that there's a Shefa, there's a light that descends from above. So how does that work? So now we know. Because of the he'ara, the illumination that takes place with the 30 minutes of Rachem during the month of Elul, ein kan his galus elukus mamish. It's not really the splendor and glory of the king. We don't really know how chashuv the king is. He's wearing his jeans and work shirt. We don't really know how chashuv he is. So it's not really taking that form. So lefichach ein ha'orizu pa'elus ha'oriz mamish ba'adam. Therefore, that itself is not going to be a substitute for any hard work that we have to do to get close to the king. We just need to see enough of him to know that I want to get to know him better. But not like it blows us away. He's not wearing his royal garments. He's not in the palace. Vein el nesinas koich v'siyur b'levad. It's only in nesinas koich. It's only to empower us, to give us the ability to want enough to start Anila Daidi. The Melech Beicholo, when the king is in his royal chamber, there's unbelievable awe and fear upon all who stand in the royal chamber in the presence of the king. But that's not how the guys feel in the field. They're sitting around with their feet up on the chair, drinking a beer and saying, long live the king. And the king is drinking a beer with them. V'kach b'nimshol, v'kishiyesh hisgalus elokus, that when there's a hisgalus, when there's a revelation of godliness, which is Yom Kippur in such a way, even on the Shabbos, hari agili mo'iru mo'iru b'adam regish l'hav of years, like being in the royal chamber, which your mom is terrified, and you're filled with fear and love, but it's a very, very strong, powerful, it's a very strong, powerful experience being in the royal chamber. That's not like that when the king is out in the field. Right? Lovush b'begadim pshutim, he's wearing simple clothing. This doesn't cause a person to feel terrified. No, he feels that he doesn't feel intimidated, but that's what Hashem wants, so he shouldn't be intimidated. He feels that he could approach the king. So he laughs with everybody. There's a year that I knew from my old neighborhood where I grew up, who was born in America. He was from the first group of Americans who were Lubavitcher Hasidim of the last Rebbe. He was the first chevron of Americans when the Lubavitcher Rebbe 1950 that time. So he said, what was the Fabrengen? He said, we used to have Fabrengens with the Lubavitcher Rebbe in the basement of 770. He said, we used to have like 50, 60 Bachram used to sit there on a Moshe Shabbos. And the Rebbe would Fabreng with us on a Moshe Shabbos. So he said that, you know, now he said, you know, he said,
to wait online to be able to, for a second, to get a piece of honey cake, right, and a bracha, which was kedai. People waited, you know, all day to get a piece of leka and a bracha. He said, but you can't imagine. He said, what was it like then, when it was with the Rebbe, a few people, and the Rebbe would tell stories and panim sachakas mamish without all the guards and all the, you know, and all the cameras and all the news, because there used to be cameras and people coming to take pictures, and he said it was a different ha'or. But that wasn't the substitute for a person's hard work of anila daidi. Ela shehi motza besodem ma'avsher l'kol ha'roitzer sheyuchel ovel ha'akel panav espanav. When the king comes to the field, that just enables you then to make the effort to go meet him in the palace. You're not done. You just started. That's it. But at least you feel that you could, and at least you feel that the king that the king cares for you, and the king is interested in you. That's enough to know. And now begins anila daidi. V'kach benimshel sheha'oriz yud gimel midas harachman de'elu hirak siyua nesinas karech l'ha'odam. Elul is not taking the place of anila daidi, even though it's true that the yud gimel harachman are revealed, but they're revealed by way of the king in the field, not the king in the palace. Therefore, all it does for you is it gives you enough of a realization that it's time to begin the anila daidi work, but not that you're in the palace. Now you have the ability at least to awaken and strengthen yourself to try to want to get closer to Hashem. This is the Iker Inyan of Elul, an awakening from below on man's part, which means all you get is a little bit of an empowerment to get you going, but anything that you're going to accomplish in the month of Elul is anila daidi, is b'koyach atzmo. Just Hashem gives you a nudge by being the Melech Besada, so you're encouraged to know that it's shayach, but then it has to be b'koyach atzmo. But then you have to work to get things going on your own. No, in Nitzeshan, I'm not going to start the next chelik now, because
it's after next week.
So next Monday, we'll learn some Gedai, but we'll learn Nitzeshan. I don't see why not. We'll be able to. Yes.
Part of what we're learning sounds similar to what we learned in the last Mayim Rabban, that in the Mayim Rabban we could find a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Lo Yuchu L'Chavos HaSahava. That sounds like
every Chabad Mayim you'll have that.
Right, but part of it is sounds a little bit different, that I thought what we were learning in Mayim Rabim was by Yibru HaMayim, that, you know, the Teva goes higher and higher, and in the Mayim Rabim is a greater longing. We can get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the more Mayim Rabim, the closer we can get. Here it sounds like that the Sada is not really L'chadchil, it's like a B'di'evah. You could get a little bit closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's out in the field, but the real tachlis is to try to get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the year, in the city. Which sounds like maybe a little bit different than what.
No, so the last Rabbi Yolavashom explained that, mm-hmm. But even my Marabim, the Tachlis is a Havavayira.
Mm-hmm.
The Tachlis is a Havavayira. In other words, it's not to constantly be drowning.
Right, but I thought it was
that longing, that longing, that yearning is in order to bring us to a point where we'll be able to accompany the king back into the palace. That's the ultimate Tachlis. Without the Mabul, most of us would never be able to have that longing. And without the Melech Besada, most of us would also not be able to have that longing. So what the king does is that he gives us a little bit of he makes a cameo appearance in our lives. That creates within us a tremendous longing. That, together with the Tchak of the Mayram that we learned last year, that a person realizes that this world is just not it, and he begins to let go, and he begins dafka through the Mayim Rabim to scream out and to be mamakim and so on. That's to ultimately that he'll be the kind of a person that would be able to get out of the flood and to appear in the royal chamber and to be wearing the big day Amalchus and to serve the king. Without the ultimate tachlis is that we shouldn't go to have to go through tzaris forever and sar and agnus nefesh and Mayim Rabim. It's not. That's not the tachlis. The tachlis is to be in the palace. That's the tachlis. So there's no contradiction. Yeah, obvious.
If Elul is the king in the field, then Yom Kippur is the king in the palace. So what is Rosh Hashanah
Right. So, how does Rosh Hashanah? It seems like we just skipped over Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Right? Rosh Hashanah is HaMelech. Rosh Hashanah is when you're coming. We're going to learn about it. Even though he doesn't focus on it here. Because this mime is not. In Atam Nitzav Mayam Kulchem, in the safe, you'll see the next is Atam Nitzav. There is where the Rebbe talks about that, the altar. But the Indian of HaMelech, of being Mamlech Hashem, is that crossing over to the palace. In other words, it's like when you come to the outskirts of the city. Now, let's start like this. Because the king comes to the fields, they say, "Oh, this is, you know, I think it's possible. I'd like to try this." So you work hard the whole month of Elul, because they tell you, "Listen, buddy, you know, it's one thing for the king to make this appearance in the field. If you think you're going to go to see him in the city, you better be crazy. I mean, if you want to see him in the city, then you have to make yourself choshev like one of the ministers, you know, and you have to put yourself together." So the month of Elul, so we work on Cheshbon and Nefesh and Tshuva and the whole thing. The Rosh Hashanah is what? Rosh Hashanah is like when you come to the, it's when you come to the palace. You're not in yet, but you come to the palace, and it's after a whole month of working hard, like cleaning stuff away and getting ready, you know, and you come to the palace and you go, wow, that's Rosh Hashanah. Look at the whole davening of Rosh Hashanah. If you could sum it up in one word, I'm sure that the tzaddikim wouldn't like me saying it this way, but if you could sum up the whole Rosh Hashanah is, wow. That's what Rosh Hashanah is, no? That's HaMelech. Wow. In other words, I didn't know. I mean, I was working on getting here. I was working really, really hard to get to this place. I had no idea. All the davening of Rosh Hashanah, the whole davening of Rosh Hashanah is wow. I didn't know that it's like, it's a big thing. I was never in the palace, we were like Hicks, you know. So you come there and you go, even though we started when we were little, we were in the city, we were little. Before the neshama came, we were tzaddikim. But we've been in the field for a long time, and after being out in the field for a long time, you start to act like a Hick. You know, you're sitting around the whole time, like, you know, chewing tobacco and spitting and talking about the game or something. And so then finally we're putting our act together, so the whole Elul, like, we're getting ready, and it's choshev, very choshev, and we're working on our cheshbon nefesh and our veis, taking our midas, the whole thing. And then Rosh Hashanah, you come to the city, and you never saw such a thing. That's the whole davening of Rosh Hashanah. So that's why we don't talk about aveiros on Rosh Hashanah. We don't talk about our aveiros and all the problems and things like that on Rosh Hashanah. It says to me, true, yeah. Because then you realize that the last lap to get into the palace, you realize again, oh, Yuval. I mean, it's one thing I was able to get to the city, but to get Lifnei, now you begin to realize the imperfections in a stronger way. Because until now, you thought you were okay, it was okay to get to the city. But then once you see the palace, and maybe through the window, or one day the king came out into the courtyard, and you got a glimpse of that Rosh Hashanah, and you're like overwhelmed with that feeling of wow. So then you realize that, oh, it's more than I ever thought. I didn't realize that. I really have to get down to the nitty gritty. So it says to me, Tshuva, you get permission to, you know, every single detail to try to pick away at all the tiny things. So then you can come with my lifting, and then you can come into the Kodesh Kodashim with the Kohen Gadol, which all Klai goes with the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur into the Kodesh Kodashim. Every Jew goes with the Kohen Gadol into the lifting into the world chamber. So we'll continue with Shem next on Shem Gedalia.